What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Okay, my district is goes from nearly central Sioux Falls out to the very southern edge of Sioux Falls, I think on 85th Street. And it runs between Cliff Avenue and Minnesota Avenue, roughly. There are edges that are odd. And my district has been reshaped by the last redistricting, which favors Republicans in my district by about 2,000 registrants. And that was done, of course, on purpose, and people that run redistricting usually try to do things in their own favor. And there is legislation on the ballot this year to try to make that more neutral. In fact, very neutral, and I'm in favor of that legislation. My district is basically an urban one, and I live within it and have lived there since 1998. I've lived in my district.
Now, discuss some major issues and topics you want the legislature to address.
Well, I think that the topic that most people are very interested in, and I am as well, is education. And it's the responsibility of the state to see that it's properly funded. And we went through enormous wrangling and legislation last session just to come in last in our region. And it certainly was an improvement over where we had been, but I don't believe it's where we need to be. I think we dodged a big bullet in keeping some of our teachers here because they're beginning to leave. The bullet I think we dodged was at the primary levels, where the teachers stayed for the most part, and they were beginning to leave. I think last year we had an enormous number of unfilled positions when school started, and school boards had to basically reduce their standards to get to fill the slots. And I'm glad that they got filled, and I'm glad the kids got educated. But it's dangerous for our state to do that. If we don't educate the population, multiple bad things happen. It's not just that we lose jobs and people don't make enough money, but society as a whole suffers. And it's a fundamental building block of a stable society. And we just have not been doing it. And it's enormously dangerous. And it's basically, in my opinion, it's foolhardy. There is reliable research that shows that every dollar paid into preschool education pays the society back almost two for one. We all want to have good lives. We all want to have a society that's stable, a place that we can feel in which we can feel safe. And it starts with education. Mm-hmm. I stand very firmly for better funding of education, and we need to find ways to do it. If the state can't do it, nobody else can. They're charged with it. It's their job, and I'd like to make it my job, too.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this, then?
I'm new with this. I don't know how you bring legislation forth, but if we don't have people who are at least willing to listen to and consider new ways of doing things, we won't get anything done. Essentially, I'm not a stupid person, and I'm willing to spend a lot of time researching and learning and finding out what we need to do and finding ways to educate our kids. And if we have to make sacrifices, then we have to make them. We have to pay for it. We have to find a way to have enough money to fund education. We also have to have enough money left over after we do that to make sure that our bridges and roads and other infrastructure are safe and stable. And it doesn't happen in a day. It doesn't happen with some flashy thing that happens once. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of attention to detail. That brings up another issue for me. And since we do have to fund these things, the way that the legislature does it is hard to understand for me. I think that needs to be changed too. I mean, people need the information. You can't keep it secret and hoarded to a select few who then basically make the decisions and present them to people the last minute they don't have time. And that brings in transparency. Basically, I trust people in our state and I trust the ordinary person in our country if they get clear information. That, of course, is the hardest thing to do. You can't ask a politician a question and get a straight answer. And I understand why. But if people get reasonable information, and that should be available, then they can make clear-headed, reasonable, common-sense decisions. and we don't have access to the information. I don't think the legislators get it till the very, very end, and I don't think the populace gets it much at all. Okay, so I don't know where that information is and why it's hidden, but I'd like to find out, and I'd like to get it to the legislature sooner, earlier in the session.